Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Well, the snow is falling in the mountains, but there's nothing yet in Denver, Colorado. Welcome to Call to Freedom. No one will give you more new beginnings than God. No one. In fact, there'll be people that hesitate, that make you hesitate, make you shrink back from their words, their negative words. Oh, you'll never make it. You're not going to go through this. I mean, you can't handle this. And so it's so important that you know no one will give you more new beginnings than God. He sends you one with every sunrise. And if you wake up to sunrise like Kimberly does, you are one of those people that wakes up to something new every morning. No sunrise has ever been the same, Kimberly.
That's right. They're all different. That's all right. Very different. Whether it falls at a different time every morning, because the sun does come at a different time every morning, or a little bit of a cloud cover, or the temperature, or the colors that are displayed. It's all so different.
Oh, beautiful. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you would like to listen to Call to Freedom, you can go to freedomstreet.org and hit that resources button, and it will lead you to radio shows. And from there, you can just go down the list, and whichever, I hope we get have some titles that would interest you, go down the list and look at the different programs.
You can also find us on Spotify. If you have a Spotify app and you've got access to Spotify, you can look for Freedom Street Radio, and you will find us there, and all of the radio programs are uploaded to Spotify now. You can also visit us on Facebook and on Instagram. So look for Freedom Street Radio and you'll find us.
Yes. And you can, if you would like to donate to this ministry, Call to Freedom, Fire and Rain Ministry, you can also go to freedomstreet.org and there's a donate button you can press. And it's very simple. Go through that. And that way we can keep our bills from being
backlogged. We can continue to give you the good news.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. So thank you for helping us with this radio bill. And I have the cutest story from Janet. Thank you, Janet, if you're listening today, about the bumblebee. And you were saying to me today, Kimberly, well, I heard most of that stuff when I was in
Back in high school. So scientifically, they've been giving us this information for quite a while. So this is fun.
Yes. So I'm just going to read her paragraph with a little bit added scripture here. And welcome all of you who are listening. Sometimes Kimberly and I get involved and we appreciate you so much, but we don't tell you that. And I want you to know every day we're on the air, we think of you. Well, the bumblebee is a large, non-aggressive bee. This is the bee that you often see asleep in the middle of a flower. They tend to nap while gathering nectar. Did you know that? That's like us. We tend to close our eyes and nap while we're eating.
We do?
Well, some do. Oh. And according to scientists, there's no way they can fly. Their bodies are too large, like some of our bodies, and massive for the size of their wings. The scientists have all the math and equations to prove it. And yet they fly. And they do it very well. God made the humble bee first because he wanted to. And second, to confound all those smart scientists. Well, I had to go to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27, Kimberly. And in the Amplified, it says, God has selected for his purpose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, revealing their ignorance. Mm-hmm. And God has selected for his purpose the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, revealing their frailty. God has selected for his purpose, and this is verse 28 of 1 Corinthians 1. God has selected for his purpose the insignificant things of the world and the things that are despised and treated with contempt, even the things that are nothing, so that he might reduce to nothing the things that are thought of so highly. And so no one may be able to boast in the presence of God. And I got to include this passion, this verse from the Passion, verse 29. He chose the lowly, the laughable in the world's eyes, nobodies, so that he could shame the somebodies.
That's so well written. Mm. And it's a great reminder. The things that God uses in this life don't make sense to us, and we keep trying to rationalize, well, how in the world is this bumblebee flying?
Yes,
because it's just too big and the wings are too small.
That's right.
And so we rationalize it and we try to figure it out, and we've got all the mathematics about it, and God does not need our rationalization.
That's right.
He does not need logic, and he doesn't need science or math, mm-hmm, to accomplish his work in, uh-huh, this world. And I love that the bumblebee is a really great picture of that truth.
That's right. It goes along with the verse in Mark 9:23. All things are possible because God designed and made the bumblebee with its large body and its, quote, too small wings. God said, fly. And the bee said, my wings are too small. And God said, fly. I am with you. I have given you what you need. And so God has proven once again, Mark 9:23, all things are possible to those who believe. We can all accomplish much, even in the seemingly impossible, with God. When he calls us, he's already given us what we need to accomplish his plan in our lives. But we need to stay connected for his directions, just like the bumblebee.
That's really good. That's a fun, yes, that's a fun picture and a fun example of how we are to trust him. Mm-hmm. And you've got a memory verse of this week, mm-hmm, from Isaiah 30, verse 18.
Yes.
Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. And it doesn't have anything to do with what works you have accomplished, whether or not you're able to fly or you can't fly. And it's all about his graciousness. It's all about relationship with him and knowing him to be a good God.
Yes. How blessed are all those who long, or the word is wait, for him.
Yes.
How many times we see the word wait on him.
Right. And I think that's hard for us as human beings to wait on him. Yesterday, we had just kind of touched on the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. And it's interesting to me, if you just keep reading over and over that, I found it in Matthew 25. And if you keep reading over and over that parable, you start to see that it looks like the virgins, and I've heard people comment on the virgins that were foolish and the ones that were deemed foolish, they were labeled foolish, were foolish because they ran out of oil. But God is the one with all we need. All the oil we need is in him. And it might look like they're foolish because their lamps went out, and so they're no longer able to be a light in the world. Mm-hmm. It might look that way in this parable, mm-hmm, but God is the light of the world. We stay close to him, and we are the light also because we're close to him. Right. He is the one who remains faithful when we are faithless. So these familiar parables from the Bible, they seem to focus on us being faithful with what we've been given. And I'm not trying to say that we can just start throwing everything away and be unfaithful. That's not what I'm saying. But the focus here of being faithful ends up making it feel like we have so much we've got to do. Like making sure that our light will shine at all times, or sounding like God is counting on what we're able to do to make sure there's oil, what we're able to do to be faithful. But the truth is that he is the source of all light and all oil and all faithfulness. He alone is faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13 tells us that even when we are faithless, God is faithful.
I love that scripture. It's beautiful. Yes.
So all he wants from us is our heart. All he wants from you today as you listen to this is your heart, your whole heart. That's what he wants. That's what he's longing for. And so the foolish virgins are considered foolish because they walked away from the one who has the oil. They walked away from that door and they chose to believe the science or the math. Oh, we didn't prepare for enough. They were rationalizing. Where can we go get more oil? Instead of going to the one who can bring oil out of a rock.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday, we covered Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. And some of us are worriers. I was a worrier. Most people are worriers. They ponder things. For instance, if you got a bad diagnosis, you don't go to God right away. You just spend hours thinking about how you can get a cure for this or what treatments you can make. And it's the same in every area in your finances. You just worry, worry, worry. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Yeah, that would be very much like the foolish virgins that walk away and
that's
go
right.
try to find another source somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And so we know that we do not call to mind the former things. What happened yesterday, even if I was successful yesterday, Darren had a very successful ministry, 110 radio stations. He had so many people on that were getting in contact with him. They had to fill cars' trunks with letters. They employed 5 more people at the post office. He was very successful. And yet when he started over, and sometimes we have things happen in our lives where we have to start over. When he started over, he never looked back. And I'm so grateful. Today we're going to Lamentations. This is a book of mourning. You think Jeremiah gets deep sometimes. This book of Lamentations talks about all of the grievances of Jerusalem and Israel itself. And I want to really pinpoint in on the verse 22 and 23, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. What does this have to do with new things? Every morning you wake up to new things. His mercies, God's mercies will cover you all day long.
That's
whatever
right.
you do, whatever you say, whatever you think, yes, he will cover you with mercies. And Jeremiah here, Kimberly, was at the low point of his life. He said, even in chapter 3, verse 16, he has broken my teeth with gravel. That means you're grinding your teeth all the time and you're wearing your teeth down. He has made me cower in the dust and my soul has been rejected from peace. I have forgotten happiness, and the literal is what is good. I have forgotten what is good. I'm living in such a quagmire, almost like the prodigal son in a pig pen. And finally he came to his senses and said, what am I doing here?
Right.
So we have to ask God, show me reality here, Father God. What am I into? What is going on here in my life that you can have an answer for me? Verse 18 says, and this is Jeremiah speaking and praying, so I say, my strength has perished, and so has my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and the bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind. Now he recalls to his mind that there is no more, that there is now hope. So his spirit is telling his mind there is hope. So here is where he goes into the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. One of my favorite scriptures. Wow.
Yes. Oh, one of my favorites too. And this is a really good picture of how It is an unusual and peculiar and disturbing work that the Lord does when consequences fall on his people. You were talking about the young man that ended up in the pig pen, the prodigal son that took off with, you know, the riches of his father, and he just wasted all those riches and all that wealth. Mm-hmm. And many of us have done that we've gone through the seasons of our lives where we have done that, where we have wasted what God has given us by getting too distracted, too worried, and too caught up with the resources of this world instead of staying close to the source.
That's right.
And having a relationship with him. And it's Isaiah 28 and verse 21 that talks about this consequence falling on the people. And it says, the Lord will rise up as he rose up against the Philistines and as he was stirred up against the Amorites to do his work, his unusual and incredible and disturbing and strange work. So Isaiah 28:21 talks about it. But what I really love is you were talking about Lamentations 3. Let me go there real quick. And in Lamentations 3, that his mercies are new every morning, right? Mm-hmm. Great is his faithfulness. Well, if we go just a little bit further, Lamentations 3, verse 33 says he does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow. Another version says that God does not willingly bring affliction upon his created people.
Yes.
And that is something that hurts him as much as it hurts us. It hurts his heart even more to see that we have these consequences, that we end up in a pig pen, that we end up starving, that we end up in a really dark place. That hurts him because that's not what we were made for.
That's right.
We were made to be connected to him, connected to the source. We were made for relationship.
Mm-hmm. And it goes on in Lamentations, verse 41 of the third chapter. We lift up our heart with our hands toward God in heaven. So he's finally getting into a realization of God's character rather than, you know, he's going through these hard times. And sometimes the enemy wants us to, he just points us to the hard times and not to the fact that God says, I am with you. I am with you always, even into the end of the world. I will never leave you or forsake you. Those are promising verses, Kimberly, and I love this new idea of every morning his mercies. So I don't have to be crouched and hiding somewhere thinking, am I going to do this sin? Am I going to sin here? I can't go to the same familiar places in town because that'll get me into trouble. I'll meet the people who are downers. I'll go to a bar that I used to drink at. So I'm just leaving. Some people have this stuff going all the time in their minds.
Mm.
And we got to switch. Get used to different.
Because he's doing a new thing.
That's right.
We will not consider the former things of the past or keep going over and over them, pondering them in our minds. We will accept the new thing that he is doing. Mm-hmm. And that new thing has everything to do with relationship. As you're reading the different parables and stories in the Bible, we encourage you to be seeing them as relationship, not as a failure of something that humans are supposed to do. You should do this. You could do that. And I remember I call that shoulda thinking.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah. But if you will look at all these stories and these parables with new eyes and see them as relationships, see how the figures in those stories come close to the Lord and draw close to him, and that is their success, not because they have done some key step in their life or some great routine or they've had a really good habit that they've been able to lean on. No, because they've had a relationship with God and they've trusted him so much that they were unafraid of whatever they might lose in this world,
in this realm. That's right.
Unafraid because they know that God is giving them opportunity after opportunity for something new. There's something new, and he works all things together for good every day. Something
every
new.
Day. Yes, something new every day. And so this little scripture from Lamentations 3, I hope you read it. It's really great. It talks about the hopelessness he had before his mind was receiving messages from his spirit. Remember what God says about you. Remember what you're learning about God. And so great is your faithfulness is a confession of trust. You're right, Kimberly. You trust in that relationship you have with God, not a denial of suffering. So it's important that you don't see your suffering as more important than the answer that you're getting from God.
That's right. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tell us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on the resources of this world.
That's right.
Do not lean on your ability to rationalize. Do not lean on your own understanding. Mm-hmm. But in all your ways, stay close to him. In
yes.
all your ways, acknowledge that he is your source mm-hmm. for everything that you might need.
Right.
Sometimes we are brought to some scary places, finding out that we owe a bill that was much bigger than we ever thought. And maybe it came out of nowhere. We weren't expecting it at all. Or finding out that there's a health issue. Well, you know who has... He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You know
and
who
he
has?
Made us. He made us. He knows every little fiber, every little nerve, every little muscle, every big bone. He knows it all.
He has all provision for our finances, for our dreams and our goals in mm-hmm. this life, mm-hmm. for our health, for our relationships. We know who the source is, and we keep looking to him and let him work it out for us.
Yes, that's right. Now, if you have a loved one that you're praying for salvation, it's important that you get verses of scripture. And I have.
Why are the verses important of scripture?
Because God's word goes forth to perform
yeah.
what he has called it to perform.
Right.
I watch over my word, God says in Jeremiah 1, verse 12. So it will be performed by God, not by us. We can't possibly do it. But our responsibility is to speak the word, speak those promises, and God and the angels will go ahead of us.
Yes, now, because if we're speaking the same thing he spoke, mm-hmm. we find ourselves in agreement with him. Wherever two
yes.
agree,
yes.
he shall do it.
Yes. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void or empty without accomplishing what I desire and succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. So God, think blessing when you think of God and think of the fact that he wants to bless you. He really does. Sometimes your negatives. Oh, I've had people say such terrible things about themselves. And your negatives about yourself or your inability to make money or anything like that will negate or delete the faith issue that we need to build up our faith in order to see the manifestation of the promise. So if you've got a loved one that needs some salvation, go to Ezekiel 36, verse 26, and put their name in the verse. I will give George a new heart and put a new spirit in him. I will remove his heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh. Put him in that verse, Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Say it every day, thinking that, oh, yes, now he has salvation. I'm believing he has salvation. I'm not thinking of the past, what he did in the past, or even maybe what he's doing right now. I'm thinking of the future and that he has a new heart and a fresh start and a new spirit. That's Ezekiel 36, verse 26. I know it'll bless some of you. It should bless all of you who are praying for a loved one or a relative. I will put a new heart in her name, and put a new spirit in her.
That's
yes.
good, yes, mm-hmm. because we're speaking the word of the Lord. And it is our doubt, it's our negativity mm-hmm. that will make the word of God to no effect.
Void.
It'll make it void.
Yeah.
Why would we ever want to do that? We don't want to make his word void. And we are the ones who have the power to do that. Not the enemy. It's us. We are the human beings made in his image. The enemy was not made in his image, by the way.
That's right.
It's us.
That's right.
And so when we come into agreement with him, That's powerful. When we disagree with him and we're speaking words that would not be his words over us or our family members or our circle, just our circle of influence, our job, our school, even those in authority over us, we get to speak good things and believe that God is behind what we're speaking. That's why we choose scriptures to stand on. That's what you were talking about.
Absolutely. And we take those scriptures and we speak them out of our mouths. Say to this mountain, be taken out and cast into the sea. So we say things. I remember Gloria and Ken Copeland just talking about that all the time. You got to get that mouth moving. And even Darren said, get those lazy lips going, because we tend to be close-mouthed about things. And after you've prayed for your loved one to get a new heart, new spirit, you know that when Holy Spirit begins work in them, they are a new creation. A new creation. Now here again, the old is gone, the new has come. The old is gone, the new has come. What you thought of him even days ago is no longer in effect. The old is gone and the new has come. We need to pray for our loved ones and our friends with more of a positive attitude, Kimberly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we can use that scripture from Ezekiel 36:26.
Yep.
I will give Alice a new heart and put a new spirit in her. Mm-hmm. I just put somebody's name in there. Then we do that. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. We can be saying this scripture and praying this scripture over our authorities, those mm-hmm. who are our leaders in government and our bosses, as well as our family members. This is about relationship. And I am sure that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father speaking these words, mm-hmm. words of goodness.
Yes.
I don't think he's sitting there saying, you know what? I don't really like Joe over there. Let's leave him out.
Oh.
Jesus? He would never say that.
No, he would not.
He is sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for all. He said that he would be lifted up, that all men would be drawn to him. Mm. So he is now interceding over all men. We, his people, get to choose to do the same thing. Choose that with us today.
Yes.
It's a wonderful place to be next to Jesus and agreeing with him.
That's right. The old is gone. The new is come. The new is here. Take hold of it, friend. Oh, God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in